Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, and in the short episodes organized into one longer tutorial, it is my intention to be able to show you how to navigate a computer using a keyboard and a screen reader. These tutorials are aimed at those who have just turned blind, for example, younger students, or people who have spent their lives navigating the computer using the mouse and have recently turned blind and now need to learn how to use it using keyboard commands and a screen reader. This tutorial will be on Windows, as there are different gestures, different techniques and such used for the Mac, although some of the techniques can translate across. In the following episode on screen readers, In the following episode about screen readers, I will touch on Mac very briefly to talk about VoiceOver. But aside from that, we're going to be focusing on how to navigate around Windows and how to make your life a lot quicker and easier. As I stated previously, this will be aimed at fully blind users. So there may be techniques that I don't cover that you might find useful if you have some limited vision already. The tutorials are deliberately short, designed to be taken over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or even a glass of wine. It's my hope that these will be easy enough for everyone to follow, but not so dull as to send you to sleep, because if you fall asleep in your tea, it's going to make a mess. The following episode regarding screen readers can be taken as a standalone episode. However, the others are episodic insofar as you'll probably want to follow them in sequence. Finally, in this specific introduction, I wanted to cover a few key concepts, as it were, a few keywords that will hopefully introduce you to what we're going to do. So first of all, a screen reader. I will explain this again in the following episode, but a screen reader is a piece of software which reads aloud text on the screen and enables a blind person to navigate through the Windows operating system. There are several levels of screen readers, as it were, not officially recognized as such, but I like to think of them as levels insofar as there are screen readers that, instead of operating as applications that link in with the Windows operating system itself, they actually form standalone applications from which you can do specific functions such as opening documents and web pages and things like that. I'm not going to be covering that specific type of software. Instead, I'm going to be covering screen readers that actually work with the Windows operating system itself. The next key command or keyword, if you will, that I'd like you to understand is keyboard shortcuts. Now, a keyboard shortcut is a series of key presses that allow an action, for lack of a better word. For example, if you was to hold down one key and then press another and then release the first key, that is a keystroke. But a keystroke can be a single key. For example, pressing A on your keyboard is a keystroke. They're the only two terms that I want you to be intimately familiar with, although it will help for you to know where your buttons are on your keyboard, for obvious reasons, as we'll be referring to those quite closely. If you are coming from a sighted experience of a computer, it's worth noting that at no point in this series of tutorials will I teach you how to use the mouse without actually being able to look at the screen, but I may reference some items that you're familiar with. For example, one of the keystrokes that I will cover is an alternate to being able to right click with the mouse. That's it for now. I hope that you're excited to follow along with me as I teach you how to navigate Windows using just keyboard commands.